wide receiver from Oregon State. He had an amazing year. 2013 Biletnikoff Award winner as the nation's top receiver. He was a first-team All-American. He set the Pac-12 single-season records for both receptions and yardage. He dropped a 4.33 40 at the combine. It was the fastest among wide receivers, so he's sitting in a very good spot right now. Brandon Cooks is my guest. Brandon, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. I'm real excited about this.
Yeah, me too. It's great to have you on, Brandon. All right, so you were coming off a great, great season, as I mentioned, at Oregon State. You headed to Indianapolis for the combine. What kinds of goals did you have in terms of numbers and the impression that you wanted to make for teams when you got there?
You know, for me, my goal is just to go in there and do what I know I can do. You know, run the 4.3 and, you know, run a great shuttle and catch the ball real well and run great routes. You know, so that was my goal going into the place. That's how I worked my whole, you know, my 6 weeks of training before getting to the combine. So I want to show the coaches that what you see on film is real. And that's what I want to prove.
So as mentioned, that 4.33 40 was the fastest for a wide receiver. How pleased were you with that performance? And was that the number you were looking for?
You know, I was real happy about that 4.33. I felt like I had a little more in the tank. You know, if I would have just, you know, fixed a little something, I felt like I could have easily went 4.2. But going 4.33, that was good for me, and a lot of people didn't expect that. So I guess I proved some people wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you got that number, and I'll talk in a minute about the bonus you got for it. But when you mentioned you had something in the tank and you thought you had a 4.2 in you, I mean, did you go to the combine thinking you could set the record for the fastest 40?
You know, that was my thought process. You know, going into the combine, I knew I was always special and explosive at that first 60 yards, so I really felt like I had a great chance of, you know, getting close to that record. Yes, sir.
We're talking to Brandon Cooks. It not only got you the attention, but it got you $100,000 as the fastest time in Adidas cleats. How good did it feel then to take home that briefcase full of cash?
Yeah, it felt great, you know, because it's funny because I didn't plan on doing it, you know. And then I just ran in them. All of a sudden, I get a text after the combine, and my agent told me, well, first of all, I already won the TK, and then I found out I won the 100K. So when I got home, you know, I was jumping with joy to be able to tell my mom that, you know, probably go buy her a car now and get her something, get her on her feet a little bit.
That's nice. That's really nice. In fact, you're right. It's the 100K, and then it's the 10K as well. So you got both those bonuses. You know, you mentioned your mother, and your father passed away when you were just 6. So your mother worked a couple of jobs, and she worked very, very hard to provide for you and your siblings. What's it mean to you now to be able to help her and do something for her and give back to her?
You know, it's crazy because I can never repay what she did, but I can help take some of that pain away. And when you think back to our past and, you know, the things she had to do to provide for us. So now that I know I can provide for her and change her life, it means the world to me, and it makes me sleep better at night knowing that my mom doesn't have to work hard anymore. In a couple of years, I can walk in the living room and tell her, you know, mom, no more work. You know, I'm going to retire you, and she can enjoy life the way I want her to. So it's real special for me to know I'm getting ready to be able to do that.
Brandon Cooks, my guest. Your father, Worth, was a Marine. He died of a heart attack when you were just 6. I can only imagine how tough that was. What do you remember about your father? Do you know what kind of a man he was, and what can you say about him?
I mean, you just think about it. He's a Marine, so he was real strict. The household, you know, you had rules. It was always organized. He always had to be on time and everything. I remember he was a strict guy who didn't take anything from no one. And, you know, and that's the beauty of it. But at the same time, he had this warm heart with his kids. And, you know, last memory of him was actually playing with a football in the living room. So that's why I love this game so much. When I step on the field, I feel like, you know, he's right there next to me. There's only one of a few places I feel like that in this life. So I'm glad I have that memory of him.
When Mike Riley came on the recruiting visit, you took him into your room and you showed him an article that was written about your father. Why was that important for you to share that with the coach?
You know, I just wanted to share him so he can get to know who I am and get to know, you know, what type of athlete he's recruiting. But not only that, just to see what type of background I came from. And I want him to understand that, you know, I've overcame adversity throughout my life. And so now that I'm going into college, he wouldn't have to worry about me messing up and getting in trouble. So I just want to share that with him to let him know that, you know, I got a good head on my shoulders.
Yeah, on that very topic, one of the things that you said recently is whoever drafts you should know that you're going to, quote, bring great attention to the team, the community, and to the organization. That's a quote. What do you mean by that?
You know, just due to the fact of, first of all, the organization, they will never have to worry about me embarrassing the organization by getting in trouble, you know, being on SportsCenter for something bad. You know, they're going to get good attention from me. You know, the community, one of my things is giving back. I'm working on my foundation. It should be do within the next couple months. You know, it's called Worth Living Foundation. I'm already working on that. That's something I want to do for my community, but at the same time, the community that I end up being at, whoever drafts me. And then I obviously won't embarrass the NFL. And that's what I said, you know, and that's my plan. And I'm going to stick to that plan.
Brandon Cooks coming off an amazing year. He set a Pac-12 single-season record for receptions and yardage. Let's talk about what you have to bring to the table on the field. You're 5'10", so when you have your size, 5'10", and that explosiveness, it seems like a lot of teams have already decided maybe you'll be a slot guy. Is that how you see yourself, in the slot? Would you be all right with that?
I mean, I'll be all right with the slot, but I'm not going to settle for just being in the slot. I feel like I can play on the outside. And guys my height throughout this game, like Steve Smith, Deshaun Jackson, guys like that, played on the outside, are extremely successful. Antonio Brown, they're Pro Bowlers. So I feel like that's what I'm going to be able to bring to the table. When I come into a team, I'm not going to come in just to settle for a slot. I'm going to come in to take someone's spot, whether it's on the outside or not, and show that I can do it in many different ways.
Exactly right. I mean, the first guy that comes to mind is Steve Smith, and you've been compared to him, which is, of course, very high praise. What do you think of that comparison, and what do you like about his game?
You know, I love that comparison due to the fact that on the field, he's so explosive. You see him coming in and out of his breaks. He's a great route runner. He's physical. He's a killer. I mean, his mindset is off the charts. He's 5'10", but he plays like he's 6'4", break tackles, run over people. I mean, the guy, I love his all-around game, you know, and I like the tenacity that he brings to the field and, how he doesn't take anything from no corner or anyone.
Brandon Cooks joining us for a few more moments. You know, originally you were committed to UCLA, and then you changed to Oregon State. The difference between Los Angeles and Corvallis, obviously pretty significant. Why did you make that switch?
You know, for me, it was a business decision. Knowing the fact that Coach Riley, he coached in the league for a while. Coming here, he had a post-style offense. You know, guys like James Rogers, Sammy Charter, they were successful in this offense. So my thought was I could come here and do the same and do it better. You know, they use guys that's 5'10", 5'9". And so that was something that I didn't have to worry about. I liked how the receivers ran the fly sweep. So I felt like I can come here and do something special and get away from all the glamour in L.A. and had this opportunity.
What, there's no glamour in Corvallis?
No, it's glamour. It's just a little different. You know, you think of L.A., you get the big city, you think of Corvallis is small, but you have some fun here. I love it here.
You know, Brandon, it's amazing. I mean, you made a business decision. The numbers you put up last year are incredible. 1,700 receiving yards, 128 receptions this past season as a junior. You obviously had goals. You had high expectations. Did you ever see yourself putting up those types of numbers or even having the opportunity to?
As far as seeing myself put up the numbers, I didn't think that was going to happen. My goals was to hit, you know, about around 1,400 yards, you know, about 97 receptions. But, you know, how I worked this offseason and how Coach implemented me into the offense, you know, he had me in the slot. He had me on the outside catching bubbles and stuff like that. So as the season went on, I felt like I was getting ready to do something special. But at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the season, I thought back to it. I traded all those stats to just being some type of major bowl game with a major win with a great winning team.
All right, so finally, we talked about what you went through. We talked about what it was like growing up. You lost your father at an early age. You've been working very hard for a long time. You had a plan. You stayed to it. And you've watched the draft your entire life. What do you think it's going to be like when you get there? Well, by the way, where are you going to watch it, and what do you think it's going to be like when you hear your name called?
You know, it depends. I might be in New York. As things get closer, I'm going to figure out if I'm going to be in New York or in my hometown. But, you know, once I hear my name called, I just know, you know, it's one of those feelings that, especially me sitting next to my mom and her knowing that all that pain and suffering is going to be gone. It's one of those things you're going to have to break down and, your dream became a reality. You work, you know, for me, I worked 20 years for this moment, and it's here. It's so surreal, and it hasn't hit me yet. But I feel like once that phone rings, and that whatever team it is telling me that I'm coming to their city to play, it's gonna be a dream come true and a blessing from God.
The 2013 Biletnikoff Award winner as the nation's top receiver and a first-team All-American, our guest, Brandon Cooks. Brandon, great job. Nice to have you on. Good luck, and, you know, as I say, I will look for you once you get to the NFL. We'll do it again.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate you having me on here.
That was fun, right? Good time. Say, handle your business. He's a businessman. He's a professional. I like that. I like guys that get that. He understands exactly what's at stake. He's got the opportunity. He's taking advantage of it. He's doing the right things. Not just saying the right things, but doing the right things. I love that take, too. I want to make clear to every single team that I talk to, I will bring great attention to your team, your community, your organization, and the NFL. I'm saying it right now for the record. I will not be on ESPN for the wrong reason. I will not embarrass you or the Shield. You're getting a good citizen.